With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The leader of the Nova Scotia NDP, Gary Burrow, was in Queens Monday bringing a promise of affordable housing. Burrow says the issue comes up repeatedly as local candidate Mary Darr meets people on their doorstep.
They hear over and over and over from people about the real serious problem of the availability of a place to live, about the numbers of people that are living in outbuildings and are living in tents on the South Shore because of this unavailability.
Darr says rental options are particularly dire.
I went to somebody's house the other night. They were paying $800, and it was such a bad place. And they have to hold on to that because there's nothing else.
Burrell says if the NDP wins the election, ensuring all Nova Scotians can access housing will be a core priority.
We are committed to institute permanent rent control within a month of being sworn in as government if we are able to form government in the election.
The NDP leader says his is the only one of three major parties who are on board with rent controls.
Our view is that a majority of Canadians today live in jurisdictions where they have protection from sudden, dramatic, unsubstantiated rent increases, and people in Nova Scotia should have it too.
Burrell suggests tying annual rent increases to the Consumer Price Index. The PCs and Liberals argue the only way to provide more affordable housing is to increase the amount of available units and should be done, for the most part, by private sector developers. Burrell agrees more housing stock needs to open up and there is a role for government in that process. He says the Liberals have largely abdicated their responsibility to provide social housing by opening fewer than 200 new units over 8 years in power.
We are committed in the NDP to doing much better than that, to getting the government back into the housing business in the way that it used to be, particularly with the opening up of options in co-op housing, various kinds of non-profit housing, social housing.
Burrell also sees the need to provide stricter regulations on short-term housing rentals, like Airbnb, to ensure more of those units will be available to people wanting to live full-time in their communities. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.